So that's what I'd like to say to everyone here today.
Tak já bych chtěl říct pár slov dnešní den, nebo pár, já teďka předám slov.
Something very, very special to say to you. Please listen very carefully to what I have to say. If you take this advice seriously, it will be the best advice you could ever take. So this is the advice. You all listening carefully. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And that's the motto for this festival also. Actually, we should have longer kirtan, but I'm supposed to say a few words of introduction, because many devotees still have to settle in and find their places and these kinds of things.
But this is the annual Hare Krishna, the Czech Hare Krishna holiday for all the devotees. So many Czechs I see them driving down to Croatia to lie on the beach in the rain. Last year so much sun, it was too hot, and this year it's too much rain. But for devotees, it doesn't really matter what the weather is, right? Because whether it's hot or cold or wet or dry, we chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So, we all have our regular daily lives to live, in which we also chant Hare Krishna and are happy. But we also have so many duties, whether home duties or ashram duties or whatever it may be. So during this time at least, we can chant Hare Krishna and be happy with no other concerns. Chanting, hearing, and taking prasadam in association with devotees. So just like the Kamis, they go on holiday and they come back more exhausted. They need a holiday after their holiday. They need a break after they to recover from their holiday. But for devotees, this is a special time of the year where we get our spiritual batteries fully charged, so that we can enter into, at least for a few days, we can fully enter into just like Gaur Lila, because that is Gaur Lila, chanting Hare Krishna, being happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no activity but to chant Hare Krishna, discuss Krishna, and be happy in Krishna consciousness. So he's inviting us all. What is that? What is the future? Radha Krishna Bol 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 Risha Bhai Ishikka Diya Shabna Diya Future Nechi Gornita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they were twirling and dancing all around Nadia, telling everyone to chant the names of Radha and Krishna. And Radha Krishna Bhava Shongi Chala Ematro Bhikkhajan. You chant Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna with us. Come with us, chant it. This is all we request of you. So this is it. This is our Gaur Lila vacation, so that we can experience the nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement and bring these treasured memories back with us as we go back to our various duties in this material world, surcharged with the conviction and experience that Krishna consciousness truly is the real nectar for which we are always hankering. So my request to you, at least during these few days, whatever things may be going on outside this Gaur Lila bubble in this camp, just forget it. Just during these few days, become absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna. Make a conscious effort that to fulfill Krishna's desire, manmana bhavanam bhakto, always think of me and become my devotee. We all have to contribute to the effort to make this a fully spiritual, fully surcharged, ecstatic Vaikuntha bubble. Our only activities here for these few days should be Vaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha. that worshipping Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna, and learning about Krishna. So, are we all agreed here?
Yes.
We're all going to become completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Now, I'm going to say a few words about myself here. Because already several devotees have asked me about an upcoming book I'm making on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Several devotees already, I just arrived this afternoon, several devotees already have asked me about my upcoming book on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, to save myself saying it again and again, I'll make a public announcement about it. Well, if I wasn't here, the book would probably be finished. It seems like I've finished the research on it, pretty much. But there's still the research has to be processed a bit, and I need about another 2 weeks' work to finish the basic writing, after which the final editing can be done. It's already being edited as it's being constructed. And then, Krishna willing, it should be ready by the end of this Gregorian year. Well, I mean, by the end of 2004. We have Gaurabda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's year. Our year ends in Gaur Purnima. So either the Gregorian year or the Gaurian year. One of the two. Should be ready. By one of the Gregorabda. So that's it. So we are going to finish at least so that everyone can finish getting settled in. And then everyone will be up very early. Mangalarti ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, my seminar here is not actually going to be really a seminar, but we can sing some different bhajans, and then I'll take questions. If you have any questions, you can write them down, and I'll see if I can answer them, because I find that devotees have. When we're reading Prabhupada's books, there's devotees, so many questions come to devotees' minds. And I get asked many very good questions by devotees. So I often think that it's good to share it with a wider audience. So it's quite transcendentally enlivening for me also when so many questions come and we can discuss them. So like that, about the philosophy and all the different subjects in the Shastra and Prabhupada's books. And many questions come up about the practical application of this in our day-to-day lives. So, that's my seminar. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So once again, the motto is, chant Hare Krishna and be happy.